So we know that Jennifer Lopez recently broke up with Alex Rodriguez, RIP.
Yes.
To that relationship, I mean. Why am I not surprised that she's already hanging out with someone else?
You know, well, you're probably not surprised because she's not alone.
Ever.
Often. I was going to say often. You say ever. Yeah. She's a...
An overlapper.
A serial dater marrier.
Yeah, she's in love with love.
Yeah, but I don't think love is in love with her.
I was trying to be kind.
No, I mean, I think it's great. But the story now is that these two are hanging out. They had dated. They were engaged before. Ben Affleck has been spotted several times being driven to her home in a white Escalade that supposedly belongs to her. Oh. Now, these are daytime visits. Not that that matters. Because that's when the kids are in school.
Donna.
What? Oh, my goodness.
What is your... You make me sick.
Well, I speak the probable truth.
Yeah, no. Yeah, trust me. There's a very logistical element to love.
So...
When they're kids.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Now, a source is saying that they're just friends, but... And they have been since they broke off their engagement. That's not entirely true. Remember at the Oscars one year, he went up to her just to say hi, and it was as if they hadn't seen each other in a long time.
Maybe it was an act.
Ooh, maybe. But Ben's wife, Jennifer Garner, is aware of these quote-unquote friendly visits, and she's cool. She wants what's best for Ben, and what matters most to her is Ben being a great dad. That's what they're saying about Jennifer Garner. She doesn't care about all that stuff. But, I mean, they're totally doing it, right?
Oh,
Donna.
Gosh.
What?
Wow. So abrasive.
You're crude.
Are they?
Maybe they're just hanging out.
Okay,
maybe they're
just
finding
friends,
companionship in the comfortable conversation. It's like a quilt, Donna. Mm-mm. You go through a breakup and you want a quilt that
or
your grandmother made.
AKA
you.
Afternoon Delight.
Donna, what's gotten into you?
Okay, we know J-Lo's single. Is Ben Affleck single? I can't kind of keep
up. Yeah, he broke up with that girl from Knives Out.
I think those two broke up.
Oh.
Really, really hot.
Armas.
D'Armas. D'Armas.
Yeah. There we go.
Can't remember her first name. Beautiful girl.
D'Armas.
Very good actress, too. It's
a great slogan for America, right?
John.
D'Armas.
Oh, geez.
Please, D'Armas.
Hey.
Anna D'Armas.
Yes. Anna?
They need to make that more clear. All Annas and Annas need to come together. Let's have a
meeting,
joint meeting, and a message.
Yeah. So do the Kirstens and the Kirstens.
Yeah, you can't spell it the same.
No, you just
and then
can't.
Tell me it's actually Kirsten.
Listen, I have two kids in my neighborhood. They both spell their name Reagan.
Reagan and Regan.
The girl is Regan. The boy is Reagan.
Yeah,
very
there
confusing.
Needs to be a thing. About
anyway,
this.
We digress. I think. If these two...
Meanwhile, the Stevens with the B's and the Stevens with the PH's, we've come to an agreement. We're all Steven.
How about the Shawns, right?
Oh, don't get me started on the C-Ains.
The C-Ains, the Shawns, and the Shawns.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
That's just really crazy.
So anyway, these two, here's where I have a problem with what a source is saying. Yeah. They're saying, oh, they've been really good friends since they broke off their engagement. Then why haven't we seen them together until now? Why is it now that she's broken up? Why wasn't she hanging out with him when she had a boyfriend? Friends hang out. I hang out with my guy friends who are married.
Maybe A-Rod wasn't as into that. Like maybe they, this probably opens the channel for them to be... To get together more and to hang out and talk more. Whereas if there's A-Rod's there, he's not going to be like, oh, you're going to see Ben tonight? That doesn't feel as good. Even if she still was like, oh, we're friends and it was amicable and all of that. There's no negotiating. There is no potential blowback now from getting together with her friend.
Who she is.
Donna.
Sleeping with.
No, she's not. She wouldn't have premarital sex, Donna.
Well, there's something going on for sure. Right?
We just don't know what it
Somebody
is.
Somebody agree with me. Dawn.
They can be buddies.
I agree with you.
And I have
you
no
got
problem
forced
with
into
it.
That, Dawn.
I wanted to make it sound like a decree.
She's like, 25 more minutes of this.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? Her history is very overlapping when it comes to
boys.
Boyfriends. You know,
she loves love. She's a little boy crazy.
She does. And maybe they're like, listen, all of these other people we've had in between, they sucked.
Yeah. You know, the ones that we had kids with.
Yeah. They just sucked. We loved being in love together. And maybe being together makes them feel like they can erase all that crap.
Yeah.
You know, just for one afternoon.
Right.
To just embrace each other and.
Mm-hmm.
Just casually.
And have skin on skin contact.
You stay out of it, Steve.
Dawn.
What?
Skin on skin.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing better, right? Like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so sweet.
Well, the dads always feel weird, but we're told to take our shirts off, too.
Oh, no, you should. That's
yeah.
Oh,
it's
good.
That's sweet. The baby loves it.
Oh, I know. It's so sweet. I love it, too. The only thing I don't like is when you have a baby in a hospital.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful and they're angels among us. Don't get me wrong. May I just file this one grievance? You're getting checked on every 20 minutes, which means there you are. You don't
shirtless.
Have a shirt on. You just put the baby down, but you still don't have a shirt on. You know what I mean?
And you're like, hey.
Hey, Claudia, nurse, is it your shift now? Yeah, great. Let's check her vitals.
Yes.
Right. I don't